Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nick Shook writes for NFL.com. He's one of their around the league writers. He highlighted four teams today that he thinks are the most improved teams in the NFL since the final snap of last season in the Super Bowl, with the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Kansas City Chiefs. And he highlighted Washington as one of the seven most improved teams in the league. He lists the Cardinals, the Bears, the Raiders, the Vikings, the Patriots, the Jets, and the Commanders. So my first thought with a lot of these teams is the Jets have a new coach and have kind of had a complete culture overhaul and upgrade. So have the Patriots, new coach. That's two of those teams. The Raiders, now Tom Brady's involved. They went and got Pete Carroll. They have a new coach and a new quarterback. Three teams. The Bears have a brand new head coach and offensive philosophy with Ben Johnson. That's four teams. So there's only three teams that are returning a coaching staff and only two teams that are returning a coaching staff and quarterback of the seven here that are listed as having dramatically improved, and that is the Arizona Cardinals and the Washington Commanders. But I don't think you hear this idea very often,
no,
perpetuated in the national media, that the Commanders have had a bang-up offseason or one of the best offseasons in the league.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously headlined by Laremy Tunsil and Debo Samuel, names that we recognize. Tunsil, I think, you know, still a bona fide star in this league. Samuel, questions, but, you know, a lot of deposits in the bank. So my only gripe here is when you say most improved or dramatically improved, most improved, how much better are you going to be than 12-5 and in the NFC title game? That means you win the Super Bowl, but not just like a close one. It's got to be by double digits. You know what I mean? Like, it to me, it's there's not as much room for dramatic improvement now. Maybe you're looking at a roster and say they overachieved last year, and in which case I'd start to pick some nits and go, there are areas where they're considerably better, the offensive line being 1-1, I think, to me. I mean, that's kind of the alpha and omega of it. I think weapon-wise they're better with Debo Samuel than a hodgepodge of De'Ami Brown and Lamini Zaccheaus and Jameson Crowder and company. But there are areas where I think they're probably worse, defensive line. There are areas where I'm not sure, cornerback. There are areas where I'm still not certain, running back. I mean, there's enough stuff where I'm going, are they dramatically improved? They're better, I think, in a huge area, but dramatically? That seems a lot to me.
Well, I also don't think how they played last year matters at all, honestly, to this. When you talk about the win total and trying to improve on that, because from what I can gather, he's not predicting the teams that are going to have the most dramatic leap in the standings. I think that's a very different conversation. Or the teams that are going to win the most games compared to what they won last year. I think he's talking about who has had the best off seasons, and frankly, that's just about personnel and upgrading talent. So you could be a 2-win team last year or a 15-win team if you were like Washington plus, maybe without the talent, and then you go out and you add a lot and you bring a lot in, and maybe you only win 13 games. But he's saying if you look at the rosters on the final game that each team played last year compared to now, there are seven teams that really had great off seasons, and Washington's one of them.
Hmm.
So let's look into how he listed the upgrade for Washington, why he was so impressed by what he did. He said the Commanders' stunning 2024 turnaround breathed new life into a franchise that had trudged through plenty of losing in the 21st century. The Commanders entered the offseason with a clear goal: capitalize on their newfound success and do so fearlessly. Trades for Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil gave them two proven veterans to bolster an offense headlined by 2024 Offensive Rookie of the Year Jaden Daniels. Now there are ways things could go poorly, he says, but Samuel struggled to stay healthy, consistently producing in San Francisco in recent years. Tunsil allowed 52 pressures last year, the most that he had in a season since 2018, according to Next Gen Stats. If everything works out, though, the Commanders should be better than they were a year ago when they sprinted all the way to the NFC Championship game. So, I ask you, Danny, he highlights the Deebo Samuel trade, which I think a lot of people feel like is kind of a mystery in terms of if it's going to work really well, backfire. Still a worthwhile proposition.
100% to me,
and I'm
yeah.
thrilled that they did it. And the Laremy Tunsil trade, where we have spent a lot of time, especially right after the trade, talking about how good he is, how much he's going to help. But there is another side of the conversation, which is that the Texans, who had a bad offensive line, who had one star offensive lineman in Tunsil, were okay letting him walk out the door. And I kind of couch that as, well, they got to pay their quarterback next year. They're saving up money. They're going to have to take care of C.J. Stroud. So, of course, you can't make Laremy Tunsil one of the highest paid tackles in the league. But they didn't have to do anything right now. They got the most back for him. Think about the Soto deal. You trade him with three off seasons and three postseasons left, you get more back. So they could have waited a year. Tunsil's not holding out or looking for a new contract. He's just a pretty cheap, economical, elite tackle at this point. But instead, they did it early so that they could get the most back possible. But when you dive into some of the numbers, and he cites the Next Gen Stats pressures this past year, pressure allowed rate of 8.3%, fourth highest for him in a span of his career now, he's saying it's possible, I guess. The downside is maybe Tunsil is not the same guy we've been seeing him be for years. And that's something Peters in Washington has to consider. But he's very high on Deebo and Tunsil and what they'll add on offense for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, those are the marquee additions. And again, by adding Tunsil, you improved two spots on paper, in theory, right? Your left guard spot, you take a guy that played pretty well at left tackle last year, and you would think, ultimately, as the season goes, you're upgrading now at left guard. You took a guy that can play tackle, move him to guard, and maybe you have a star in that regard in Coleman. You had a first-round draft pick in Connerly, opposite. So you now have changed, just by virtue of two acquisitions, 60% of your offensive line to start the year. Who plays right guard? I think it's a good position battle at this point, and you're solidified with Piatek at center. So that's the area, to me, they went from fine, we can get away with it, to potentially plus. How is it plus plus? Is it elite? Is it awesome? I don't know about that. It could be, potentially, if Tunsil reverts to form and Connerly's as advertised, and Coleman, you know, is like a duck in water, taken to the left guard spot. But they've improved that area. Again, maybe I'm hung up on this, and you might find me annoying. Everyone else here except for Minnesota was a disaster last year on this list.
Meaning,
right?
Which makes sense, because it's a lot easier to improve a team that's bad.
And that's kind of my point, is like how much better are they than last year for Washington? We've had that conversation a ton.
I think it's really fair. I was surprised. If you're only picking seven teams, I'm surprised you'd put them on the list.
And that's my point.
But in a vacuum, I kind of get the idea of, in if you are looking at it as, if Deebo Samuel has his second best year of his career, because I don't think a few years ago is happening again, when he was one of the best offensive players, like a DPO, you know, an OPOY type player. I don't think that club's in the bag. But let's say he has an excellent year. Let's say he catches 65 balls, goes for 800, 900 yards, whatever it is. He runs 45 times. He runs for another 350 yards and several touchdowns. And he's Deebo from a couple of years ago in San Fran.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And Laramie Tunsil plays at a level where he's a top three offensive tackle in football. Then you just made two of the five to seven best offseason moves that anyone will have made in terms of just overall impact acquisitions. They did swing for the fences. I think that was his point. They were aggressive and they went big. They brought in stars. Now, there's a lot of reasons why you could say Debo's not going to play at that level, and I understand that, or they're catching Laramie Tunsil maybe on the downside, possibly. I feel less good about saying that. I'm pretty confident he's going to be good for several more years. See the age of Trent Williams and so many others along the way, like Jason Peters, who have been awesome deep into their 30s. But I get the logic of, if you're ranking the 10 biggest moves of the offseason in terms of just ceiling, best case scenario, I think Debo and Tunsil are really high on that list.
Me too. So again, for me, some that are skeptical of Debo Samuel, let me just play this out for a second and on a quick tangent. They go, well, if you get what you got last year and he's kind of in the decline of his career, you know, that's not that great. I'm going, what did they spend, a sixth rounder, if memory serves, on him? Or was it a fifth? I'm blanking on that. But it wasn't a very expensive trade. If I get 800 total yards and 50-some catches from him, rushing and receiving, that's an upgrade from what they had. What they had was guys that would not make rosters.
They gave up this year's fifth.
This year's fifth. That's what it was. Yeah, thank you. So as a floor, if we get last year, this year, a couple of games missed, banged up some for a couple others, but generally 60 catches, give or take, is the average the last couple of years, 700 plus yards there, a couple hundred yards rushing. Yep, sign me up immediately. That weapon is now the second best offensive weapon that they have. Maybe third, depends on where you feel about Eckler and his health. But that's the point, is you took the touches that were going to guys that were readily available for all 32 teams to sign at all times in Jamison Crowder and Olamide Zaccheaus, and you gave him the Debo Samuel. I'd much rather have him have the football, even a diminished version from just a couple of years ago. That's an upgrade. The ceiling, I still think, is much higher if he's in that proper space of motivation, prove everybody wrong, let's, you know, have a renaissance Debo season. That's a steal for that value. So yeah, you're swinging for the fences there. So to me, the floor is higher than people, I think, are giving you credit for. I love the Tunsil move. I got no issue there. But again, overall, those two moves to me are the offseason. The rest of it is head scratch Javon Kinlaw, a lot of faith in Marshon Lattimore, and where's the pass rush coming from?
But that's kind of the idea, isn't it? Is that if those two moves work, then the rest of it's going to be
just academic?
Fine.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the fact that you didn't do a whole lot else matters a lot less. And it's not like they didn't do a lot. Specifically on defense, they have four new starters that they signed.
Yeah.
And that's if Jacob Martin and Eddie Goldman don't end up starting at all. And I don't think either of them will. But Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise, Jonathan Jones, Will Harris, all four of those guys are going to start plenty for them. They signed a starting kicker. They dramatically upgraded there with Matt Gay, who's been a long-time quality player in the NFL. And they've signed two starters on offense in Debo and Laramie Tunsil. I say signed, but of course, they traded for those guys. They added them. So that's the offseason. We got to get to the defense, though, if we're talking about how much better are they. Because here's my problem. I am willing to say they're way better on offense. Just suspending the what-ifs with Debo and Tunsil that we keep bringing up, let's just say, in a vacuum, you just went and got a really good weapon at receiver and an excellent offensive tackle.
And drafted another one in the first round.
And you brought in another tackle who, at this moment, I don't even know if he's going to start, but possibly would start at right tackle. And when that happens, your first-round pick at right tackle makes your line way more athletic, way more mobile, and you're able to get out in front of screens and do a lot of those things better. Awesome. That is a hugely improved offense. Even though they didn't get the running back that I wanted them to, even though they didn't go out and add a weapon at tight end in case something happens with Ertz, you re-signed Bates, you've still got Sinnott. They're in a really, really good spot. Didn't go get any traditional wide receiver help. I think they were banking on Noah Brown. Hopefully he's not seriously injured. Although I don't know if you saw this. Noah Brown's taking part in like some camp, or there was something he posted on social media within the last day or two about an event that he's going to be participating in, which gives me a little hope that he's not dealing with something really serious.
Yeah, he's not there in a cast.
Exactly.
Or whatever, right.
That, I don't know anything, but I saw that and I thought, well, maybe this could be more minor than it is major. But hopefully Noah Brown is available. Otherwise, maybe you got a little question at receiver. But let's just say, for the sake of the conversation, because your two biggest moves were on offense, weapon, tackle, you're way better on offense. I can believe that. The problem I have with saying that they're one of the most improved teams in the NFL this offseason is I don't know how much better their defense is. I'm not even convinced their defense will be better. It certainly is a defense with a path to being better. Javon Kinlaw could be really good. We had Logan Paulson on the other day, was singing his praises for his size and his ability to get up the field at that size. I just got a bunch of years worth of not a whole lot of production in the way of numbers, with beat reporters from the places he's been on coming on saying it didn't help that much. Now, Washington might be right and they might be wrong. They deserve the benefit of the doubt, by the way. This front office is batting 1,000.
Yep.
They're 1-for-1 on years where they were right and a lot of people were wrong. Maybe that's going to be the case. Dietrich Wise, I actually think, is a really good player. I really like him. Will help against the run. Not sure how much against the pass. But the secondary is a huge question. Will Harris, the thumper from the Saints, who probably starts, I would be shocked if he is as good as what they lost in Jeremy Chinn at the safety position with Quan Martin. Jonathan Jones is an okay corner. I think they're probably better at corner, but they're only going to be good at corner if Marshawn Lattimore can become what he's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still huge questions on the defensive side of the ball. And I cannot say in pen. I will write in Sharpie or pen, whatever you prefer. They're better on offense. I'm writing in pencil that they're better on defense because you lost John Allen and Daron Payne is the last man standing and hasn't had a big year in 4 years.
They're banking on two things on defense to me, looking at their actions. Number one is they'll be so much better stopping the run that that takes care of a lot of ills. That, to me, seemed to be their priorities, to get bigger, to get more physical, to a little bit less speed up front, a little bit less agility up front, a little more power. They want to be able to stop the run. They think that's the priority. That's focus number one. And number two, yeah, they draft the Trey Amos, a kid that I like a lot, who'll end up playing a lot for them. But it's basically Marshawn Lattimore is going to be the guy we thought he was, will help our pass defense. They think that's going to solve it, where the rest of us are kind of going, thank you for that. Where's the pass rush coming from?
Right.
How will you affect quarterbacks in this league? How will you affect quarterbacks in your division? How will you affect the quarterbacks that are on your schedule? You got the AFC West. You got a bunch of really good quarterbacks on your schedule. How are you going to bother them? Their answer is, we'll stop the run and Lattimore. I don't know that I'm willing to say their defense is better.
Yeah.
Again, they're smarter than me. They know more than me. I totally understand that. That's not how I would design it. I would go, can I get after the passer? Then kick the rest of my ideas about what I'd like to improve down the line. Until I'm awesome at bothering the quarterback all the time, then we could start talking about run stuffing and these dynamic packages and whatever. If you can't disrupt the pass, you're kind of wasting your time, I think, at this point. And that's what I don't know. I don't know how good that part of it's going to be.
Let's open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. The question is, do you agree with the idea that the Commanders are significantly improved? Do you agree with the notion, and this is NFL.com and Nick Shook, saying Washington's one of the most improved teams in the league based on their offseason? And he's obviously letting the Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil additions do heavy lifting. I think there's something to be said, too. Year one to year two is where quarterbacks often make massive leaps. A normal rookie quarterback looks nothing like Jaden Daniels did last year. But then this year is when you see, oh my gosh, that guy's actually going to be the dude. See Josh Allen or somebody like that. That is way more normal. Now, C.J. Stroud looked kind of like Jaden Daniels. He's a different type of player, but he played at an elite level and blew everybody away and made the playoffs and won a playoff game as a rookie. It's hard to build on that and make another gigantic leap when you've already exceeded all the expectations with the Texans. So what happened? He made a small step backward. I'm not expecting that from Jaden, but maybe we shouldn't expect a gigantic leap. But I guess what I'm trying to get at is, if part of his argument was, and oh, by the way, with all these additions, Daniels is about to be a second-year player, and with all of the studying he's done all offseason, is going to be even better than he was last year, that would make a lot of sense if you feel like that's part of them getting better, is that the already good Daniels is about to be even more spectacular.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.